everybody was aware that it was hard to throw strikes today, and the hitters got in take mode, and you saw a lot of strikeouts looking today because they were trying to see where the edges of the strike zone were. So, yes, I walked a lot of people, but I also got a lot of strikeouts because I think everybody was out there trying to define the strike zone, and I think that's why you saw the results.
I know you said Alex got you last year, but three times you struck him out and all three looking. I mean, that must have surprised you, being the kind of hitter that he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's as tough a hitter as there is out there. You know, I know that he's going to be tough out again in the future, and I'm just trying to make the pitches and not get into a pattern, and I just happen to make three perfect pitches when I needed to, and, you know, we chalk it up today. He might get me next time, and I might get him next time. That's just the game.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're enough of a student of the game that you're aware that sometimes when a pitcher's scuffling a bit, they get to that fifth inning, they're 3 outs away from qualifying for a win, that sometimes that kind of is the part where they falter. That fifth inning, what was it like to get to that point?
You know, every time I have a long inning, I'm always trying to have a quick inning right after that. I was never able to get a 1-2-3 inning today. It always seemed like somebody would hit a good pitch. Damon hit a line drive at the middle, I think in either the fourth or the fifth. I thought I was going to get out of it, just 1-2-3. And I was consistently trying to keep my pitch count down after that long second inning. And just I wanted to get five, but I really wanted to get six. And I was going to go back out there until we jumped out ahead with a couple more runs, and they felt like the bullpen could handle it from there.
Was it getting a grip on the ball at hand?
No, it was just getting a feel for everything. I think both Philip and I, there was a lot of adrenaline, a lot of fans out there. You know, the zone was fair, and we were just trying to adjust to it. And, you know, I'm facing the Yankees lineup that's very talented. They're arguably the most patient lineup in the league, and I'm very aware of that. And they have a good eye, and we're all out there trying to figure out what was balls and strikes, and I think that's why you saw so many pitches thrown today.
Trey mentioned the wind. Was the wind affecting you or the pitches or what?
The wind was pushing me from the back. I think I was very aware that there weren't going to be a lot of home run balls today, but at the same time, the wind was pushing me to a degree where it was almost pushing me towards home plate, and when that happens, I'm rushing out of my delivery and my pitches are up. So it definitely factored in, but that's all part of the conditions that I have to adjust to.
Can you talk about the bullpen? It's been lights out all year. Two runs in the first 7 innings. You've got to feel comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, just the amount of talented and diverse arms we have out there. Everybody in that pen can strike out people. They all have fastballs with a lot of movement. It's an exciting group of guys, and it gives me a lot of confidence knowing if I go out there and give six or seven quality innings that I can hand the ball over, and they're going to finish the job.
Do you ever remember throwing that many pitches, 42, I think, in the second inning, in one inning?
I think only Chicago last year in the first, my last game of the year. But, you know, it was a battle, and, you know, we were just trying to figure out where I needed to throw my pitches without giving in so much that they started hitting balls off the walls. And that was kind of the battle today.